Waffles.
Yeah. So, I need your guys' opinion. Because I think this is starting to become something that, like, it was, I feel like it's been prophesized for a while. But are we finally getting into Marvel fatigue? MCU fatigue?
No.
You don't think so? I mean, financially?
Uh-uh.
No?
No.
Nuh-uh.
But creatively?
Creative bankruptcy is a thing. But the thing about Marvel properties is that there are good ones.
Yeah.
And there are okay ones. And there are bad ones.
Okay.
Guess which ones have failed?
The bad ones.
The bad ones.
So
they tried to do Inhumans. Nobody fucking likes the Inhumans, Marvel. Yeah. You know that. You know that. You know that.
Do you watch Eternals?
So, I'm getting to it.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I have not watched it yet.
But I haven't either.
But I'm saying, nobody, again, nobody likes the Eternals.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody. You know that.
Yeah.
Trying to force feed people bad properties.
Here's Angelina Jolie. Go watch this movie.
Exactly.
Well, okay. Here's.
They're going to have like a couple of misses when they try to like force feed these properties.
Yeah.
The thing about Guardians, nobody knew about Guardians.
But Guardians is great.
But Guardians was great, and the comic was great. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those things where like people started getting into Guardians, and that movie kind of came out at the right time and used the right version. If they tried to do a 1970s version of the Guardians of the Galaxy, like they tried to do the 70s version of the Eternals.
No.
No thanks.
No thank you. No. Would not work.
No. And I wasn't even getting into it at that extent. What I was trying to get to is I feel like as a fan, like I want to get to like the Shang-Chi's and the, you know, the No Way Homes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like for every No Way Home, there is an Eternals or there is a...
Not for everyone.
And I guess your appreciation of the characters is going to, you know, like...
Depend.
Because, like, I see people online being like, oh, Black Widow was terrible, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I feel like I would rather watch Black Widow like five times over than watch...
Than
watch WandaVision again.
See, I enjoyed WandaVision.
I did too, but I don't need to ever watch it again.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of it. It's one of those things where like there are characters that you're gonna still love to follow, but they still execute that story. Like WandaVision was a hit.
Yeah,
it was like a backstory, but not.
Yeah,
and like the thing, I finally finished watching Captain America: Winter Soldier today, because I was like, okay, I had watched the first five episodes, and then I was just like, I just, for some reason, hit a wall, could not watch the last one.
I get you.
And I was like, all right, I watched them all back just to get through it, because I'm like, Hawkeye seems really good. Hawkeye is one of my favorite characters. The Matt Fraction Hawkeye.
I haven't watched Hawkeye yet.
It's fun.
Yeah, like, is one of my favorite kind of, like, I like.
The vibe of it is just, it's great.
Yeah. So I'm like, I want to get to that, but I want to make sure that I do it in order, because even when, like, In phase three, when like I skipped Ragnarok in theaters, which I'm kicking myself in the pants for, because that was probably one of the best movies in, you know, that's probably the
one of my
top five
in
the first, you know, the Infinity Saga. But like I'm now like, okay, so now I need to go.
I think this is where they need to get, and I think this is what you're getting at. The same way that you have a solo comic for one of these group characters, you don't have to read their solo to read the group. Whereas currently, the way that these movies have been working is that you need to kind of watch them all if you want to get everything.
Yeah.
And the reality is that if you did a storyline that was a one-off with one of these characters and it didn't necessarily impact your viewing of other things, that might be a welcome change.
Yeah, well, and I finished.
I feel like Spider-Man was like that. Whereas, like, you didn't have to watch all the other ones in order to watch Spider-Man.
To a degree, because he's like, when Spider-Man shows up in MCU movies, you might see May, but like you really only saw her in Civil War.
Yeah, as he was
for a minute
being recruited.
Yeah,
type thing.
Yeah. But like, you don't get the side characters or things like that, really. And you don't necessarily have, but like you still kind of want to see that character arc.
Yeah.
And it's still Spider-Man movies still impacted both Peter and Tony.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing that like I'm getting to and was trying to say is that like they don't do the, like, I feel like What If was the first thing that was trying to be like, here's a one shot type of deal.
Yeah, I hear you.
Here's a single story that it's good. It expands on the character or whatever, even though it doesn't because What If it's not, you know,
Yeah, I'll watch What If. I haven't watched it yet.
I watched a couple episodes.
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes just, and I wasn't even me.
I'm happy to have a series where I can watch a couple episodes that I think I'm going to like and not have to watch the ones I don't want to watch.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, great. But now I'm like, okay, I know there's big implications in Loki. So I'm like, and not even saying that like I have to slog through Loki, but it's like, it's a television show. It's Loki's not
a treat.
It's not.
I like Loki.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to like it, but it's just a time commitment. It's, you know, it's however many hours. Whereas if it's just a movie, I can go, okay, it's
probably a good 5 hours,
2 or 3 hours, whatever, sit down, you know, make a thing out of it. Whereas now I'm like, okay. And now with Hawkeye, the thing that's like, that I kind of liked about like the Boys and I'm now like not sure if I like is that they're doing stuff week to week. And I think I said this earlier with Falcon Winter Soldier because they did that with Falcon Winter Soldier where it was everything is released week to week and not all at once. I'm now like, well, shit. I'm at a place where I kind of want it all at once now.
So you want to wait for it?
Yeah. Like I wanted to wait for it originally, but now I'm like, okay, do...
Risk spoilers.
I waited.
Yeah,
I waited all.
Yeah, because
I watched Loki and then I watched Falcon Winter Soldier right after it.
I've generally been watching them as they're coming out, so
I can't
really speak to it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like I haven't. So like I've been getting like I had Loki spoiled for me, which like I'm not like I'm not mad about, but I'm like I'm just like okay.
Oh God, did I do it?
I don't think you did. I think it was the internet. But I'm like I now need to like.
Internets.
I now know enough that I need to go back and see the entire thing to understand
what's coming up.
Yeah. And the fact that that is,
if I had to pick out of the Marvel TV shows, the ones that are the most important, Loki's been the most important so far.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, okay.
Falcon Winter Soldier's close, but Loki's been the most important so far.
Yeah. And I don't want to be that person just going and asking questions throughout the movie. Like, hey, what's this? What's that? What's that? So it's like where it's something is either a character I don't necessarily like as much or whatever. Yeah. It's like, but I feel like sometimes too, like if you look something up or if you watch a recap or something, you don't necessarily get the nuances. And, you know, there is.
Speaking of Marvel news, and this is something I'm just generally excited about because I've wanted it for years, Charlie Cox being back as Daredevil.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
I did see that, and I think that was part of what I was getting to because not even that, but like those stories, those Netflix shows were self-contained stories.
Yeah.
Like if they did the shows more like that.
I mean, they all kind of tied to each other a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But they didn't have... the first season of Daredevil.
Yeah, you didn't have to watch Defenders to understand what's going on in Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah. Or watch the Defenders to go and watch the Avengers. Like, you didn't. Like, they...
Kept it completely separate.
Yeah. Like, if Charlie Cox, you know, is in No Way Home and then shows up as an Avenger
Think this is a swerve. I think that he's not in No Way Home. I don't think he's even in Hawkeye. I think he's in She-Hulk.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. If they what's
because they're both lawyers.
Lawyers.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a friend.
Yep.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I like that. I like that wink and nod, but not necessarily. Not everything has to be woven together. Like the thing with like Captain America: Civil War. I love that movie, but that's essentially Avengers 3.
Yeah.
That's Avengers 3. That's, you know, Infinity War is not Avengers 3. Civil War is Avengers 3, essentially. So it's like, while I'm still cool with that kind of stuff, I don't need it to be like every single, you know, like thread connecting to one. Like, and it's cool when you see it all come together, but it's just like, it takes so much time.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
To then, like, I don't have any energy for anything else. like creatively, you know, like it's like you're a Marvel fan or you're not. And you're like, you're a Marvel fan and you watch everything and, you know,
I just don't think that's the case. I think you're over and like you're thinking things are a little bit too much in that direction. I agree with you. Like there are to this point, you haven't had good one-off stories. And I think that there's a need for that, but I think that ultimately the things that are really good are still going to end up mattering in terms of the content, in terms of like, they're going to hark back to things that people like.
Yeah.
So to be perfectly honest, I don't expect the Eternals to be a big deal in the Marvel universe at this point because
spoiler, I heard the ending scene ending after credits.
Yeah.
Introduces a favorite of mine in the Blade.
Yeah. But Blade thematically.
Yeah.
Character-wise, in terms of his future endeavors, has nothing to do with the Eternals.
No, no.
So,
no.
So the, them introducing that just kind of like it's like cool. Here, that's a nice little thing.
Here's
like,
a tease for their next movie. Yeah.
But like the
no, here's a tease for a TV show that's coming out in 2 years. Not even like a
But like, but I also see them like they're gonna move away from stuff that doesn't work. Yeah. So like, you're not gonna hear about the Inhumans. You're not gonna hear about the Eternals.
Yeah.
You might see one or two of them pop up if they still have the contracts and they want them to get something out of it.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie? I haven't even seen the movie.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
No. And that's the thing.
I don't care about the characters enough to watch that movie. If it's on for free on Disney Plus, yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, I guess I do appreciate Disney Plus and being like,
giving you the choice.
Yeah. Like, I can now just be like, okay, I can just wait till
January. I will wait for that one.
I can wait till January, whenever it's coming out.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah, because the only character at all that has at least been spoiled to have been in the Eternals is Black Knight.
Yeah,
and I don't really give a shit about Black Knight. He's just the one I'm familiar with.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, and it's cool that we're getting Kit Harington in the MCU for more than one thing.
It's like Black Knight was in Excalibur for a little bit, so I know the character a little bit.
Yeah, and even then, it's like it seems like he's going to be a sidekick in the Blade show. Like,
to be fair. He's the sidekick of the comics for everybody.
Yeah, so
he's just not one. He's not a leading man.
No,
that role. The Black Knight is not a character that shows up on his own very often.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm not like calling.
Yeah, so Spider-Man's the only one left this year for a film,
and maybe it is just because we're coming out of this COVID, 18 months where they kind of pumped the brakes on. Everything. Releasing stuff, so maybe it's we're getting hit with so many, like, since Black Widow came out or WandaVision came out, we've gotten WandaVision, Black Widow, Loki,
Shang-Chi,
Captain America, Winter Soldier, Eternals, Venom, which I guess now hooks into
What If,
Spider-Man. So, like, we've gotten a lot of content, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And
you're free to pick and choose, as far as I'm concerned. But it's one of those things where, like, agree with you that it should be more of that choice and less of the I feel obligated to watch this to get every little ounce out of it.
And yeah, and that's almost the way I feel, where I'm like, okay.
The movie should be like a comic book event, where, like, if you just picked up the first issue of the event, you know what's going on.
Yeah.
Having read the last 10 issues can help with some backstory and help maybe with the lead up to it and kind of build your little bit of tension, but it's not required for reading.
Yeah. And you know what? I think part of this is what like is getting to what this is being brought out in me is that I am playing the PS5, the Guardians game, and it's a really enjoyable self-contained.
I enjoyed it a lot.
It's a really enjoyable self-contained story that has elements from outside of the direct Guardians of the Galaxy that in the MCU.
Yep.
You know, they make reference to Yondu and whatever, but you get more of the Nova Corps. You get Richard Rider references within the first, 2 hours of the game. Yep.
And you get references to relationships he has in the comics.
Yeah.
Gamora. You get really, because that was... Star-Lord Gamora, not a thing in the comics.
Yeah, no, like not at all.
Yeah.
And even even like Cosmo and the rest of Nowhere.
So good.
I love Cosmo. I'm yeah.
I was so happy with that nod like in the first Guardians movie and like had, like but I oh this gave me the Cosmo I wanted.
Yeah. And then just even like and it's nice like they had the nice nod to Mantis when you're on Nowhere yeah. and stuff and I'm assuming it comes back around at some point. Or is that the only time that you see?
Pretty much every character that you'll see more than once.
Okay. Because, like...
they don't really have a whole lot of that like, quick cameo. Like, mm-hmm. when they do that in this game, it's more of, like, you pick up a specific, like, item that is mm-hmm. culling back to a storyline or something like that in the comics, but it's cosmetic. It's not, like...
Yeah.
Or they mention a character by name, but the character mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily show up.
Yeah. I just think it's done a really good job at being... friendly enough to people who just want to be like, oh, hey, I know the Guardians of the Galaxy through yeah. the MCU, and I just want a, you and know.
You don't have to have read the comics to get things.
Yes, but for the yet. People that do, it's Easter not eggs. Like a, it's not a, hey, slapping you in the face. Like, it's nice. I think it's a good, what's it called? Whereas, like.
I like the fact that it doesn't just try to mimic the characters in the movies. It makes them mm-hmm. a kind of an different than the way they are. Like there are some things that are obviously influenced by the movies, mm-hmm. like the version of Drax they have
yeah.
is very different than the version of Drax in the comics, but mm-hmm. it's more close to the version in the movies, but even that's still very different.
Yeah. Like I like the Drax in this yeah. a lot better than I like the Drax. Like I loved it. Like Batista yeah. in like, but like basically after the first Guardians, he has just been
ridiculous stabby guy.
Ridiculous comic relief stabby guy, yeah. like physical comedy, you know, like
yeah.
So like, where's that? Where is in, you know, the game? Like I had that. Did you get have that interaction with him at the observation deck with the mm-hmm. rift? Like that is a very very good character building moment.
Oh, yeah, and they all kind of get their own moments too.
Like, yeah,
it's nice.
So
you should play it, Brian.
Yeah, I was gonna say I have nothing to say.
Yeah, you should play Guardians of the Galaxy, Brian.
It's fun.
I'm playing Red Dead.
Ooh, I installed Red Dead on my PS5 just to like be like, I wonder how much better it is on PS5 than PS4 and like
orgasmic.
Oh yeah. Because like you can get high like a high
it's
fidelity.
Like it is on my PC.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it how it is on Dan's PC, but I bought it day one on PS4 and yeah. I didn't want to spend another $60.
I understand this.
Hubba hubba.
But it really is like, yeah, it's great. And even like the nods to like the, you know, like the unlockables and stuff like there's like a sign up bonus for like a Square account or whatever.
Yeah.
And you get Star-Lord's Annihilation Conquest outfit. And I'm like,
I was so happy to see all those.
Like
I was really like, yep, that's mine.
Yeah. I like literally, and like, and for some reason, it's a game too that like, I don't feel bad about like, oh, I unlocked this new outfit. Like, I feel like in most video games, especially with like where you have different costumes, like the Batman Arkham series.
Yeah, yeah.
My first playthrough, I always just stuck to the standard suit. Like, even if I had unlocked other ones or whatever, had pre-order mm-hmm. bonuses or this or that. With this, like, depending on like what I'm doing, I swap out like the outfits and like, kind of make like just the team look different and stuff. Yeah. So I'm like, all right.
Oh, I always swapped it out in Arkham.
Yeah, I didn't.
But anytime like I played like one, the first.
No, but time. I see what you're saying. So I would be yeah. very similar. Like in Spider-Man, mm-hmm. I like the new Spider-Man design they had in the game. Like, oh, well, this is the Spider-Man game. Like, I want to keep the suit. But the fact that like you have 40 different suits to use.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, but I like this one.
Yeah, I'm like.
Do they have different abilities and shit?
They do. Yeah. And they designed, yeah, like the default suit in Spider-Man is so great that it's just like, yeah, I don't want to wear a different one. Whereas like, but the thing in like Guardians is like, yeah, all their default suits are awesome. Like I love his Star-Lord jacket, yeah. You know, the red leather.
I actually like the one that you read, the one that's unique to the game. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's basically just the Ravagers logo on his back.
I haven't gotten that one yet. Yeah. No,
and it's, but it's the new. It's like a newer version of it.
Okay,
and it's like a leather coat. It looks really cool.
Yeah, but like that. And then just, yeah, yep. swapping them around and stuff, or like being on like one of the Nova ships and putting everybody's Nova costume on.
Yeah,
you know, like that. That's pretty funny type of deal. When they're even like the description is like, yeah, so we bought these for a job that went south really quickly. I don't know why we kept them.
How's the gameplay? Is it like Legends, where like it's like four characters to choose from all at once?
I think you were pretty close in saying it was like the last Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so it was kind of like Final Fantasy 15. A combination of that in Uncharted, actually. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I like Uncharted.
Exploration is very Uncharted-like, where you're running around platforming and stuff, puzzle-solving, light puzzle-solving. Yeah, yeah. But then the
looking for unlockables.
Yeah, but then the battle system is more like a, you mainly just control Star-Lord and his abilities and stuff. But then you can like aim at a character, like you can aim at an enemy and queue up one of, you know, your teammates' abilities or whatever.
Gotcha.
So, and that's very similar to how Final Fantasy 15 was, but it was all in real time. Like you could slow down time a little bit as you're making the selections, Yeah, I like that because it's...
I like the puzzle solves. I like Uncharted.
And I love RPGs, but, like, I do, for some reason, like, Final Fantasy 15 just, like, it hit that sweet spot for the strategic versus action gameplay, whereas, like, Final Fantasy 7 Remake is, like, okay. Like, I like it. It's, like, I know they were probably trying to...
Find a mix of...
That's a little bit more strategic. Otherwise, you would have people, you know, being like, this isn't an RPG. This is just an
action game. This game is slow.
Yeah, or this is just an action game, a slow action game. I'm like, well, fuckers. You know. Whereas, like, Kingdom Hearts is just neon confetti throw up. Yep. You know, like, literally, it's just mashed.
Kingdom Hearts as well, and you're sort of around and hoping your guys do what you ask them to do.
I played the first one, part of the second, and then I stopped.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Kingdom Hearts is that there's Kingdom Hearts 1 and Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts 3, which are all on, like, a console.
Yeah, yeah.
Then just because they say Kingdom Hearts, like, 2 does not mean it's, like, the second game in the series. There's, like
a 1.5 and 2.5.
So those were remasters. So there is, if you want to play Kingdom Hearts chronologically, you need to play Kingdom Hearts 1, and then Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories, which was a Game Boy Advance game.
Oh, boy.
And then...
I entered my third realm of hell right now.
Yes, talking about Kingdom Hearts. And then Kingdom Hearts 2. And then they made a Kingdom Hearts game that was on the DS.
Wasn't there a remix?
Yes.
There's been remixes. There's been dreams. There's been...
Yeah.
It's all one story, kind of.
Yeah. So, like, there's so many games that to understand the story, like, if you went in and just played 1, 2, and 3, you would not understand. Yeah. If you went in and played 1 and then played 2, you would not understand the story between
the
two.
You had no idea what was going on.
There was two games.
Between the two of them. It was absolutely, like, the second game was just like, oh, cool, I'm playing this game. What's going on? I have no fucking clue.
Yeah. And they kind of explain, like...
No, they don't.
No, they don't. I'm like, I'm trying to justify. And then
justify
and
Kingdom
then I
Hearts.
Went, yeah, I went back and I'm like, I've watched so many, like, recap.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Now, I pulled it up.
Just taking a minute for Kingdom Hearts fans. Fucking at me. This game doesn't make any sense. There is... You could spend 4 hours explaining it to me. If you have to do that, your story sucks.
Yeah.
If you have to do that, your story sucks.
Ready for this?
Stick to it.
This is by release.
It's a very fun game, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you have to, if you can't explain a story within the span of 2 minutes, your story is bad.
Yeah, and I will let you know if where they fall in the timeline. So just list them off. So we have
Kingdom Hearts.
First game.
Chain of Memories.
Direct sequel to 1.
Yep. Hearts 2.
Kingdom Hearts 2.
Hearts Remix. Direct. Chain of Memories.
Okay.
Or re-release.
So yeah, so...
Then we have
Chain of Hearts, and then
358/2 days.
That is a prequel to 2, but a sequel to
Chain of Memories.
To Chain of Memories. So it is 1, Chain of Memories, 358/2, then
2. Birth by Sleep.
That is a prequel to 1.
Coded.
That is a, I want to say, at the same time as 358/2. So it's between 1 and 2.
Dream Drop Distance.
That is between 2 and 3.
1.5 Remix.
That is the remaster of 1, Chain of Memories and 358 over 2.
2.5 remix.
That is 2. Birth by Sleep and I want to say
Dream Drop.
Might be Dream Drop.
Unchained X.
That's like a mobile game or some shit.
Final Chapter Prologue.
That was a basically glorified demo / side story prequel to 3.
Then 1.5 and 2.5 remix.
That's just 1.5 and 2.5 put together in one.
And
package.
Then Hearts 3.
And then that is where that is the end of that saga.
So you pretty much have to play the 1.5 and 2.5 remix and then play 3.
Yes. It is so convoluted that they now offer literally a thing called the story so far, and it is all of those remasters put together with the 2.5 whatever thing it is. So it's literally like 10 games or like 10 games worth of content. Like 6 of them are actually games, and then 4 of them are like the cutscenes from the games.
I have great memories of Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Like playing those games was very
fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
Talking about how the story doesn't make any sense has ruined it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. It really, like, as somebody who's a fan.
The gameplay is great.
Yeah.
The nostalgia factor of jumping into all these Disney worlds, pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
Jumping in and meeting Final Fantasy characters that you've played in other games before and having them show up in the storyline, pretty fucking cool. As a cohesive group, does this game series, is it any good? My answer is no.
No.
It has all these great elements. But taken as a whole.
Yeah, it's just not.
How about new?
I just don't understand it. It's like if someone hands you a dinner plate, it has like steak and like mashed potatoes with like butter and little bits of bacon.
Yep. We're doing good. We're doing good.
And like good rolls.
Yep.
And like. And then somebody just goes like, here's chocolate syrup on top of all of it. It's like you have all these elements.
I hate that.
And you ruined it.
Fuckers.
But the people who made all those elements did a great job. Yeah. You just shat all over it.
Dan, it's like if you let Mark Guggenheim create a video game.
Oh, my God.
I'm
sorry, Googs.
That's what it is.
Has he ever done that?
I hope not. But it's like if Mark Guggenheim.
It's like the first season of Arrow, where you only go back to the island so many times.
They started creating
every single beginning of the
episode. They started creating islands in your heart and in the spirit world. And
once you start messing up with the established timeline, you can't go back.
Yeah,
and that's what both those series did.
Nope, no video games.
Do you remember? Okay, so the. There's like 4 versions of the
Guggenheim fucking Kingdom Hearts.
There's like 4 versions of the main bad guy, like the Xehanort or whatever.
Oh, he did do video games.
No, what?
Perfect Dark Zero.
Ooh.
Call of Duty 3.
Just think about Mark Guggenheim. Not an untalented writer.
He's a talented writer.
Oh, yeah, he was a writer.
Oh, he was a writer. Okay.
Yeah.
He's a talented writer.
Join the Mosaic. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay.
And Singularity.
Okay. So, like, he's.
I've liked things of his in the past.
Yeah.
Like, the guy's got talent.
But, like, he shouldn't be, like, a showrunner or producer on anything.
No.
He also shouldn't
write X-Men, but that's another thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Do we have anything
else? That's where he knows me from.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to bring up.
You know me now.
Didn't need to bring up all the wounds from young X-Men.
Yeah.
But. You know what you did.
Yeah. anything else you guys want to cover tonight? Or are you thinking, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, there's still a lot of things that have happened.
Dan's just like, I don't want to think about Kingdom Hearts anymore.
It's going to bug me for the rest of the night.
I'm going to send you just videos.
It's because the fans of Kingdom Hearts, like, they think it's like this great game, and it's... Fucking not.
Dan.
The concept.
Dan.
And then you play.
Fans of Kingdom Hearts, like fans of Kingdom Hearts.
No, they really are.
They were Neopet kids.
It's almost like to the video game equivalent of furries. Where it's a weird fan base that you can't get into because it's fucking weird.
I know a couple.
Oh, yeah.
Couple furries or a couple Kingdom Hearts fans?
I think there's going to be some furries. There's crossover between there. That's a Disney crossover.
Oh, no, I'm sure, yeah.
I know a couple furries and I know a couple Kingdom Hearts fans. Not the same.
Yeah, not the same.
Different people.
Yeah. Again, just fucking at me. I'm sorry, furries. Furries will never not weird me out. Yeah. It just, I don't care if you're great people. You probably are. You're probably very, very nice. You're still very weird.
Yeah.
That's not a terrible thing. It's just, it's a weird thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, good Lord.
Jesus, I did have a song, but now I may have to change it. Totally get off topic.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say probably one more recording before the end of the year, I would think, at least.
22's already on us.
And then do we do 22, the best of?
Yeah, 21? Probably, but I feel like all of our list is just going to be AW.
That's fine. Like, that's
do
fine.
A top five.
Yeah, do a top five. Yeah.
No, I've got a
NXT list?
Not just NXT list.
New Japan's?
I actually have a beneficial thing I liked that happened in WWE this year.
Yeah.
Ooh. I haven't watched it, so I can say I have.
I love the fact that they've given a title run to Big E.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch it. But
I saw parts of it.
Yeah.
I'm not like watching every week, Biggie. It's fun. It's entertaining. I like that they're giving him a chance for that. I like that they're giving Xavier Woods something to do outside of New Day.
Yeah.
And be King
Woods.
Xavier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, King Woods.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
I know of it.
I like the new direction.
After him yelling about wanting to be King of the Ring for
ever?
How
for
many
a
years?
Billion years?
Yeah.
The fact they gave it to him, I like. Like, it's one of those things where it's like that I kind of look at and go, okay, things are finally like, there's justice in the world to a degree.
Yep. Carmelo Hayes, Melo Don't Miss. I'd say probably the number one best part of NXT 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once they kind of switched to Peacock, I was kind of checked out and kind of, I was watching it on Tuesdays, and then once they did the full switch to 2.0, I kind of fell out.
Oh, are they not even on USA anymore?
No, they're still on USA on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, but like the replay is on
the Peacock. Replays.
Okay, yeah.
Because I used to watch the replay on the network, but now they moved it to Peacock.
Oh, I still have Comcast, so I just on-demand it.
I don't have the Peacock Premium, so I cannot watch.
Yeah, at that point, I guess I haven't watched like a WWE pay-per-view then in like probably 6 months.
I haven't.
Yeah, I mean, since they, like, did they do, was WrestleMania on Peacock?
I threw on Survivor Series, like, for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Survivor Series has a special place in my heart, and I did not watch it.
Mm-hmm. What's it called was on... So, WrestleMania was on Peacock this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were still had the network at that time.
Okay. Because I'm like, I remember...
It was on Peacock, though.
Yeah, but they still... They hadn't officially transitioned to...
They were still both active.
Yeah. Okay.
It was after WrestleMania.
Because we watched WrestleMania at my house, right?
Yeah. It was after Mania that they fully switched.
Okay. Because I'm like, I remember...
We watched some portion of me. You remember, it's 2 days now.
Yeah. We watched the Bad Bunny Day.
Yeah.
Which was good.
I don't think I was there.
You might not have been.
I was doing stuff.
Yeah. I think it was literally just me, Cassie, Brian, and... Yeah, it might have just been me, you, and Cassie. Yeah. But, So, I don't know. I do like that with AEW, you can just buy it on demand. And you don't have to worry about like an app or streaming or whatever.
Just boom.
Just boom, it's there.
Yeah, unless you're trying to run Bleacher Report on Apple TV.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I was like,
the app and don't update it and don't tell anybody.
I'm like, oh, I can just buy it through my cable box. Okay, great. The thing is, I'm getting fiber soon, so.
Fiber.
I'm either going to have to look at getting like YouTube TV or something. Or just keeping Comcast, just the cable package. But, like, I just, Comcast, their internet is so garbage. I pay, like, ridiculous amount of money for their highest tier internet. And through a wired network, I'm barely getting 250 down.
Yeah.
I'm like, whereas I remember, like, years ago, like, in my first apartment with my wife, I was getting like 600 plus down.
Keep in mind, that's also a brand new infrastructure over there.
Yeah, know, but
versus this not being one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really it. It's just they've run cables newer that are there.
It's still copper though. It's still all copper.
Cooper.
Yeah, but yeah, it's,
yeah. I don't know.
It's newer grade, newer machines.
That's true.
Newer tech.
All right.
Technology.
Well, I'm excited because it seemed like this actually really worked really well.
Hells yeah.
Something actually worked out for once?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
It may have worked.
I am going to probably look into the...
I'm thinking that once you go to that fit, all the footage is corrupted. All of it.
Like last
time?
No,
it's on my computer.
It's corrupted.
You're corrupted.
This is true, but...
Yo, this is an Apple, yeah, but this is a Mac, so too, like, that's just looking bad on you.
I'm not a developer, I just sell the shit.
Exactly, your faulty-ass product.
And just as a caveat, it's not shit, I sell this shit.
Their shit?
I sell the, like, no, it is the shit. Yeah. Like, that is the
shit.
The shit.
The sugar honey iced tea.
It's good stuff, normally.
Yeah, it is.
But no, it's like, software, and software can run into bugs, and in Will's case, more often than not.
So I'm fingers crossed as we stop the recording. Ladies and gentlemen, oops, have a great night. We'll see you next time.
And here we go.
Woo!
Shock the system.